Last Sunday, a fire ripped through a busy shopping mall in the Russian city of Kemerovo in Siberia. The Winter Cherry Shopping Mall had a bowling alley and a movie theater popular with children. So far, authorities are reporting 64 people died, and that number includes dozens of children. On Tuesday, thousands of Russians protested outside the local municipal building. They're frustrated by a lack of official answers. There are rumors that the death count might be far higher than what the government is letting on. Joining us now is Anna Nemtsova. She's Moscow correspondent for the Daily Beast. Anna, welcome.
Thank you.
So far, Russian officials are reporting that 64 people died in Sunday's fire. Have those numbers been updated at all?
Well, the latest report I saw said that 64 are dead and 14 are missing. So 14 people are still missing. And we also saw reports yesterday that said 67 was the death toll. We are talking about up to 80 victims. At least 41 of these people were children. Some came from villages, some were visiting Kemerovo, a big regional center, for the first time. It was their first field trip to a city. They came to watch a cartoon at the movie theater, which was upstairs in the mall. And apparently the door of the movie theater was locked when the fire started, and the kids were trapped in that movie theater. The main questions that people have were why the door to the movie theater was locked, why people were not evacuated from the roof of the cinema theater for 40 minutes, and what happened to the firefighters, why it took them so long. So there were mistakes on all levels.
There are a lot of people in Russia right now who are saying that this deadly fire is actually a symptom of a far bigger issue. They're pointing the finger saying that there is corruption in the city. How is the backlash being taken over there in Russia right now?
You know, today more than ever, people realize that there is the vertical of power and that everybody at every level, all the authorities, they delegate the power, the decisions to the top. And therefore, the government chose a reactive way of treating this issue. And for a while, nobody declared the mourning. People came out yesterday, hundreds of people in Moscow. But before that, there was a huge protest in Kemerovo. Kemerovo is a city full of hardworking people. It's an industrial center. They work in harsh weather conditions. Many work in mines. So in that city, the governor was ruling the region since he has been in power since 97. And a few months ago, people talked about the end of his term, but the Kremlin kept him in power, probably because of the presidential elections. He was always elected with more than 90% of votes in the region. And today, the local people are very upset about him because he did not show up at the site right away. After the tragedy, he did not come to the protest. The protest lasted for many hours, for more than 5 hours yesterday. And the government did not show up. After a few hours, Putin flew over. And we see a video on YouTube where Vladimir Putin walks out of his vehicle. And he did not come to the crowd. He came to a group of people. And some men asked him, so is this investigation going to be transparent? Because people want everybody who was guilty to be punished. We want transparency. We want to know the truth. And he promised, he said, yes, you will know the truth. But in Moscow, the reaction was different. In Moscow, it was much more politicized. The protest, there were banners that said, we are all trapped in the zoo. We are all locked up in the zoo. People felt that it is everybody's trouble. It's not just Kemerovo's trouble. The entire Russia is suffering right now from this trouble.
Anna Nemtsova, Moscow correspondent for The Daily Beast. Thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.